Immediately after Chief Finney announced his retirement plans last fall, we began an extensive process to select our next chief. We enlisted the help of an expanded search committee, 24 folks, representing all phases of the community and the city police department. That particular group identified semifinalists. We conducted telephone interviews with 11 semifinalists and identified four people to bring in for interviews on site. The interviews of the finalists took place over 3 days, included city council, community members, area law enforcement officials, city and police staff. The community was able to be involved through a conversation with the chief, a live question and answer with each candidate shown on the city's cable channel, CGTV Channel 5, and expressed my appreciation to the agencies that organized and sponsored that event, including the NAACP, the local chapter of the ACLU, CCAP, the Human Relations Commission. They did great work in bringing about that first ever public discussion with police chief candidates. The background and reference checking was the most extensive we have ever completed for any department head position in the city. And we received positive feedback really on all four of our candidates, which made the selection very difficult. I supplemented that work with reference checking on my own. I talked to many folks locally. One of the benefits of having been here 26 years myself is knowing a lot of people in the community, people whose opinion I respect and trust. A decision was made, an employment agreement negotiated, completed yesterday afternoon. And I just reiterate at this point how important it is to respect the process when you go through a selection process like this in order to ensure fairness and show respect to all the parties involved. Just important to respect the process from the very beginning to the very end, up to and including the introduction of the new chief. There are many people to be notified, family, current employers, and the news media is not necessarily the first one that needs to be notified. That said, it's my pleasure to announce the appointment of Anthony Cobb as the next Champaign Police Chief effective March 12th, 2012. As we all know in this room, Anthony is currently the Assistant Police Chief for the City of Urbana, where he has risen through the ranks over a near 20-year career. He's a member of several law enforcement professional organizations, very active in the community, serving on various boards, taking time out of his busy schedule to serve as a mentor to youth. He'll bring a high level of energy and passion and a strong combination of experience in community policing, management, leadership, intergovernmental cooperation. We expect him to be very visible in the community and to continue our emphasis on community policing. Anthony's overall experience working in a diverse community and existing relationships with colleagues, including students at the University of Illinois, are additional attributes that will benefit him and our community. The work of the police department is very difficult, and the police departments across the nation continue to face challenges. But we have excellent men and women in the Champaign Police Department, and with Anthony's leadership, I'm confident we'll be able to meet those challenges. Successful policing today and in the future must be based on community partnerships. Our department has been recognized in the past for our community policing efforts, and we need to build on those successes in the past moving forward. And Anthony will help us continue to build those relationships and partnerships in the community. We're extremely pleased to have Anthony, who is a product of our own community, serve as the new chief of the city of Champaign. I introduce Anthony Cobb, our new police chief.
Thank you.
A little tight up here. Thomas out of his binder. Let's see. Again, thank you. I am honored to be selected to be the next chief of police for the city of Champaign. I would like to thank the Mayor Don Girard. I'd like to thank the city council. I see members here in the chambers, city manager Steve Carter, and the chief selection committee for their thorough professional process and ultimate selection of me. I am blessed and humbled by the hundreds of comments of support, the kind gestures and offers of prayers that were extended to me from people from all walks of life as they encountered me over the last several weeks within this community. I am truly blessed and honored to have such strong community support, and I am asking that your support not end today. I want to thank my parents, Ezell and Dolores Derricks, sitting up front here, for your unconditional love, support, and advice. My brothers, Dominic, who's here with us today, my brother Kendrick, Stephen, and Stefan, and my sister-in-law, Nicole, for the council, for their counsel and unwavering support throughout my career. I thank the many members of this community who raised me by holding me accountable for my actions, who educated me, not just in the classroom, but on the streets. I am thankful for the passion and desire given to me through service, which is instilled in me from my family, coaches, and mentors. I want to thank my pastor, Bishop Lloyd Gwynn, I believe he's in the back, for his spiritual guidance and direction. I want to thank the men and women of the Urbana Police Department who trained, guide, and developed my law enforcement career. I look forward to working with the dedicated and professional men and women of the Champaign Police Department. I know they have worked hard to maintain daily services during some tough and difficult times over the past several months, and I welcome the opportunity to hear and address their concerns. I look forward to working with the citizens of Champaign as we embark upon this new journey. I know we have some obstacles to overcome, and I am confident that we can overcome them, but everyone must understand it will not happen overnight. As I transition into the Champaign Police Department, I will be meeting with the leadership team. I will be meeting with the union representatives and employees to better understand the true state of the agency. Please recognize it will take a few months for the department and me to synergize. I am committed to the employees of the Champaign Police Department who comes to work daily to serve the people of our community with pride. I and the members of the police department will continue to meet with the community leaders and concerned citizens to hear their concerns and to work towards solutions. However, I want to state up front, this is a process and mistakes will occur. When they do occur, I plan for the Champaign Police Department to be transparent in our handling of them. I plan to ensure we implement steps to avoid the same or similar events from occurring in the future, and I am ultimately accountable for the leadership and direction of this great organization. Again, I thank you for the opportunity to serve the citizens of Champaign, and I look forward to the opportunity that lies in front of us. Thank you.